Morning Show at East Coast Now. Are your children struggling to sleep in the heat? Are you struggling as well? Well, with tips on how to help, we're joined by Wicklow Paediatric Sleep Consultant Stephanie Lisa Joyce. Good morning to you.
Hi, Declan. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Did you get a nice sleep last night?
Oh, I did. But, up and down, it's so hot in the heat, isn't it?
It's clammy in the heat. You know, it's just uncomfortable, whatever.
Yeah. And our poor kids, I mean, it must be harder for them too.
Yeah, do they, do they experience it different than we do? Or, you know, are they more crotchety in the heat? Or what's the story?
I think so. I just think everybody finds it hard in the heat. I'll save it for the tips and I'll go through the tips just now.
Okay, well, why don't we leap into the tips? Does it help, just before we get in, does it help if they're tired or does that make it worse?
Overtiredness, I'll get into that just now, but overtiredness is worse for them. So getting them to bed at a reasonable time is a good idea, but also giving them a great runaround just before bed is also a great thing to do always, whether it's hot or whether it's cold.
Right.
Definitely helps for their sleep.
They don't get overstimulated by that, do they?
I think a good runaround is always a good thing. Not too close to bedtime, but you know, if they spend the afternoon outside, it's a great thing always for kids, as long as they have their sunblock on.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so somebody who's got children at the moment and they've got this ongoing heat. The children are a bit lethargic during the day because maybe they're not getting the full night's sleep or whatever. What's the best things to be doing?
Great. So I have a few tips. Let me just run through them. So my top hot weather tips to help you keep your child cool and to keep their bedroom cool. So tip number one would be to know the room temperature of your child's room. So the HSE advises that the safest room temperature where your baby sleeps is 16 to 20 degrees. So a room thermometer will help you make sure that the room is at the correct temperature. However, we do know that it is harder to maintain that range within the summer months. Tip number two would be to dress your child appropriately for bed. So if your child's sleep room is difficult to cool, dress your child appropriately and use lighter bedding or a lighter sleeping bag. Online, you can follow the baby sleep bag guidance on the correct togs to use and their dress guide for different temperature ranges. My favorite would be the 0.5 tog sleeping bag for the hot nights. And then for children in beds, you can always swap out their duvet for a thinner cellular blanket.
What's that now?
A cellular blanket is it's like a thinner blanket, but it has a few little holes in. So in case it goes over their faces, they can still breathe.
Very important.
It is really important, but I find that in the really hot weather, the duvets might just be a bit thick.
Yeah, they kick them off though, don't they? I mean, just to kick them off and away.
Yeah, but what you can be doing is asking if they're of an appropriate age. When they get into bed, you can ask them to pull up their own duvet and start teaching them that bit of independence.
Right, yeah.
It can help quite
a lot. So they can know, and then they can find it. If it gets cold at 4 o'clock in the morning, they can find it to pull it up like that.
That's what we're wanting. We're wanting them to do it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm interested in just the thickness of all these bedclothes and things, and the material as well, you were saying.
Online, there are great guides, though, that can help. It gives ranges. So depending on the range of temperature, it will tell you what tog to use, or if you have a little child, you know, it can tell you how many layers to fold the cellular blanket as it acts as, you know.
Right. Many people just play it by ear, don't they? They know it's blooming hot, you know. So I'm going to leave off some of the covering and then wait for them to complain that it's too cold and then adjust it as you go on.
Absolutely. My third tip would be opening windows and doors. So open the bedroom door and a window ajar just a jar to allow for a breeze if it's safe to do so. And then if you live in a really noisy street and the hustle and bustle outside is keeping your little ones awake, you can use white noise to help drown
out.
Oh,
tell us about that.
Noises.
That sounds pretty interesting. It sort of it changes the noise atmosphere in a room by drowning out residual noise by putting this noise in, and they cancel each other out. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, so it's a white noise would be a positive sleep association. You hear a lot about negative sleep associations, but this would be a positive, healthy one. So white noise would be, for example, the sound of a Hoover or the sound of a fan or the ocean, for example. And you can put this on when your baby goes to bed, and you would play it throughout the whole night. And then what happens is they start, when you put that on, they start associating that as bedtime. And when they wake up in the night, the hope is that, you know, they still hear it and they know that they're safe and they could go back to sleep. But also what it does is it helps block out the external noise, so you don't have to feel like you're walking on eggshells outside their room or that you can't chat a little bit.
Because their brain is concentrating on this white noise.
You just
noise.
Don't want them to wake up. Or if rubbish trucks are outside or, you know, there's loud noises outside, it can help to block that out.
That's a brilliant idea. Yeah. I'd never heard that before. So, okay. Very good. Where do you get all this information? Where have you got your information?
Well, these are just tips that I would use, you know, as a sleep consultant. But you can also find them online. The HSE website would be a great one. I have a few more tips.
Oh, yeah, great.
So tip number 4 would be to use a fan. Consider using a fan to help cool down your children's rooms. Keep them in a safe place out of children's reach. Fans are a great way to help cool down rooms if they get too hot. But remember to don't aim them directly onto your child. And then tip number 5, lots of fluids during the daytime. So children don't actually sweat as much as adults. And so they would find it harder to stay cool. So if we need to give them lots of fluids during the daytime, but then also if your child can manage to drink out of a bottle independently, then I would advise leaving a fresh bottle of water next to their bed if they're thirsty during the night. And then tip number 6, a lukewarm bath or shower before bedtime can help to cool and relax your child before bed. Tip number 7, lots of vitamin D, which we can get from our lovely sunshine that we're having at the moment. So it is healthy for kids to get vitamin D. And so a good run around in the afternoon and a good play session outside will help them to sleep well at bedtime. But just make sure that you apply your sunscreen.
Absolutely. Factor what?
50.
50. Okay. Rub it on.
Rub it on. And then just to get a little more creative with a few lesser known tips, tip number 8, frozen bottles of water. So place 2 large plastic bottles of water in your freezer, and then at nighttime, place a bottle on a plate to catch the condensation in each corner of your child's bedroom to try cool down the air temperature as the water thaws out.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. So you get the bottle, and you put water into it, you put it into the freezer, and just before bedtime, take it out, and put it in the corners. And as that melts, it does wonderful things to the temperature in the room.
Just brings it down that little bit, because the rooms can be quite small, and they just get so hot, don't they? And then tip number 9, chilled water bottles. So take your everyday hot water bottle that's in your home, fill it with ice water, and then reposition around your child's bed to cool it down before your child gets into bed. You could do this about half an hour before bed while your little one is having their bath or story time, and then they'll get into nice cool sheets. And then tip 10, to literally chill your child's sheets. So another way to literally cool down your child's sheets is to put your child's sheets into a Ziploc bag and then place it into the fridge and then dress their bed with cooled sheets just before they go to sleep.
That's a great idea. Take out all that beer and put in your kids' stuff into a Ziploc bag and cool it down.
Yeah. And then, so those are my... those are 10 tips to cool your child's bedroom and your child down. And then I just have 3 tips that are just good foundations for healthy sleep habits in general. So tip 11 would be keep a consistent early bedtime. So despite it being so bright outside, I'd advise keeping your child's regular bedtime. Don't be too tempted to let them stay up way over their normal bedtime, because they do get overtired so quickly and children have big sleep needs. You could be sending your little ones to bed between 7 and 7:30, even giving yourself the evening to have fun. When children are overtired, they will find it so much harder to settle down and go to sleep at bedtime, and it can be a cause of night wakes and early wakes. And then tip 12, use a blackout blind. So the sun is still shining when your kids go to bed, and it's shining bright when they wake up too. So it can be helpful to use a blackout blind to just try and keep their room that much darker for just a bit longer. And then the last tip would be to keep a consistent bedtime routine. And bedtime routines are wonderful. They act as a cueing system for your child's brain and body to know that bedtime is coming next. And those are all my tips today to help your little one sleep better in the hot weather.
Gosh, well, they're very welcome. I like all those. So the routine is good anyway. Sort of, if you get the story before you go and all that, keep that doing that. Love the cooling ones. That's really brilliant.
They are interesting.
You know, having the bottles. So excellent. Well done. And these have all worked from your experience anyway.
Absolutely. And from just, you know, other mums that have tried them. And I have lots of other sleep consultant friends who also would advise these. And you can find, you can find more details about baby summer safety on the HSE website, but also on the Lullaby Trust website, which is a UK website, which gives a lot of advice about safer sleep.
Very good. And what about you, yourself? You're on social media too, Stephanie.
I am. So I work with moms and dads and families to help improve their sleep. You can find me on Facebook, Baby Sleep the Night hyphen Stephanie Joyce, or on Instagram, Baby Sleep the Night _ Steph. And if you would like one-to-one sleep support for your little one, you can email me on stephanie.joyce@babysleepthenight.com.
Baby sleep the night. Oh, gosh, for a lot of people want to hear those words.
Yes.
Baby sleep the night.
I love helping families to improve their little one's sleep. And it's amazing when little ones go from such broken sleep to long stretches in the night. It improves
everybody's health.
Mums and dads are happier, and they have evenings, and then the little ones are just calmer in temperament and sleeping better and eating better, and it's wonderful.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, thanks for dropping in to us. Here, resident in Wicklow, is Stephanie Joyce. You can Google her as well for all those different addresses of things to help. Wicklow Pediatric Sleep Consultant, Stephanie Lisa Joyce. Thanks, Stephanie. Great
Thank
to
you,
meet
Declan.
You. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and telling us all that.